Governor Andrew Cuomo's lead over his nearest challenger, Republican Mark Molinaro, decreased to 13 points from 22 points last month. The Siena College poll found that Cuomo's favorability rating was the lowest in his 8 years as governor, with only 45% saying that he's been doing a good job in office.
Are we going to win?
Cuomo delivered a speech at a Get Out the Vote rally on Long Island.
Are we going to change the direction of this nation?
Where he kept the focus on his opposition to President Donald Trump, a campaign theme that the governor has highlighted for months. Cuomo says the Republican Party is antithetical to what New Yorkers believe.
Literally everything they want to do is the opposite of what we believe here in the state of New York. Their election of President Trump was a fraud. It was a fraud. He said he was going to help the middle class. The major piece of legislation they passed, they can't even talk about because it was a tax cut. 80% went to the richest 1% of Americans.
Cuomo predicts the animosity toward the president will help Democrats gain seats and take back the House and Congress and get more Democrats elected to the state Senate. The governor also touted what he says is his progressive record of marriage equality, paid family leave, and phasing in an increase in the minimum wage. It will lead to a $15 an hour wage in some parts of the state in a couple of years. And he promises more of the same if he's reelected. Cuomo did not mention the poll numbers, but the news buoyed Republican Molinaro, who spoke at a rally in Albany. He laid out what he sees as the problems that the state faces after two terms of Cuomo.
Highest tax state in America. Highest property taxes of any people in America. The most overregulated state in America. And because of it all, the most broken and corrupted state government in the country.
The Republican candidate says he would lower property taxes by one-third, in part by having the state take over county Medicaid costs. And he's been critical of corruption scandals in Cuomo's administration. They've led to several former Cuomo aides and associates facing prison time on bribery and bid rigging convictions. Molinaro leads Cuomo by 10 points upstate, and he's in a statistical dead heat in the New York City suburbs. The GOP candidate, speaking to reporters afterward, says he knows in order to win, he'll need to overcome Cuomo's more than 60-point lead in New York City. Molinaro did not once mention the head of his party, President Trump, in his final remarks to voters. Cuomo's tried to portray Molinaro as a Trump mini-me, but the GOP candidate did not vote for Trump, and he says he's his own person.
I know exactly who I am, and when I'm elected governor, it's going to be incumbent upon me to agitate, irritate, and advocate on behalf of the people of the state of New York, which includes saying to the president and the federal government, we need smart investment in New York. We need investment infrastructure, job growth.
In addition to being behind in the polls, Molinaro also has a funding disadvantage compared to Cuomo. The incumbent governor spent and raised nearly $30 million in this election cycle and had over $9 million available to spend in the closing weeks of the campaign. Molinaro had just $200,000 left in his campaign account for the final month. Three other candidates for governor are also on the ballot: independent and former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, Libertarian Party candidate Larry Sharp, and the Green Party's Howie Hawkins. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.